I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, all politics, no Trump. President Obama is on a visit to Greece. Conan O'Brien tells us what he said as he looked upon the ruins of the Acropolis. Jimmy Kimmel remarks on George W. Bush's comments on Trump's election. He still got it. Seth Meyers tells us how Joe Biden was getting on Mike Pence's nerves when they went out for lunch. All this and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
President Obama was in Greece today. Did you know that? He's in Greece. And he visited the ancient Greek Acropolis. Now, Obama said, I wanted to get used to seeing a once great democracy in ruins.
Yeah!
He sounded...
Wow!
Yay! Wow!
Hillary Clinton tonight made her first public appearance since someone found her roaming in the woods last week. She was in Washington, D.C. tonight to be honored by the Children's Defense Fund. It was their 26th annual Beat the Odds celebration. And no, the irony was not lost on her. Sometimes you beat the odds, sometimes the odds beat you. It's just how it goes.
I saw that President Obama was in Greece yesterday to meet with the Greek Prime Minister. Yep, Obama went to the birthplace of democracy to say, spoiler alert.
You know what? People are getting upset. A lot of people are yelling at each other. I've already run into a bunch of conversations. You see people on the street yelling at each other. A United Airlines pilot made a speech over the intercom warning his passengers not to make political rants. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. He said, please continue as always to focus all your rage on United Airlines. Because that's something that we can bring together.
Right.
Come together as a nation.
You know, if I was Hillary Clinton, I would have shown up to that event drunk and in sweatpants. I would have... I'd be knocking things over. Red carpet, I'd punch someone.
Vice President Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Mike Pence had lunch together this afternoon, and just to piss him off, Biden told the waiter it was their anniversary.
While back at the White House, Joe Biden held his final toga party at the Vice President.
You know who else is back out there? George W. Bush. You remember that dude? He's been in hiding since Donald Trump reared his perfect head. But in Dallas yesterday, the former president showed up at something called the North American Competitiveness Initiative to give his take on all the anger that's swirling around.
Now, look, I understand anger. And some people might have been angry when I was president. But anger shouldn't drive policy. What needs to drive policy is what's best for the people who are angry. And how does that benefit people in our country and in the countries in the neighborhood?
Well, he still got it. Countries in the neighborhood.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.